Amen. Amen. It is my distinct joy and honor and privilege to be able to share with you all on today. I give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, for it is in Him that I live, move, and have my being. Wow. I just thank God so much today for Pastor Edwin and Ariel and the tremendous work that God has endowed to them here at the Bridge Church, to the whole Bridge Church family. Hey, thanks for having me. It's my joy. It's my privilege. And please know that Pastor DeSherrod Riddick and I and the entire St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church family are continuing to pray that God would continue to do great things in this place. Amen? Amen. Well, let's jump right on in. Again, I'm excited to share with you all on today. We hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You may be tired of leftovers, if you had any leftovers by now. But we thank God that the Word of God is living and real. It's not a leftover. It's going to revive us and bless us prayerfully on today. So if you'll go ahead and either click or flip or whatever devices you have your Bibles on, if you'll go with me today to Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4. And I'm actually just going to lift up verses 1 through 6 for this moment of proclamation, but would love for you to read the entire chapter 4 so that you can get the full context and the full story so that you understand what's happening. Nehemiah chapter 4, and I want to just look at verses 1 through 6 today. In the New International Version, it reads this way. It says, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, what are those feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble burned as they are? Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, what they are building, even a fox climbing up on it will break down their wall of stones. Hear us, O God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight. For they have thrown insults in the face of the builders. Verse 6, so we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. For just a few moments on this morning, I'd like to share with you from this simple thought, we can't stop now. Now, I don't know who's doing this with you. I'm not sure if you're by yourself or if you're with your family or you need to wake somebody else up in another room. But look, can you just touch yourself if nobody else is in there and say, I can't stop now. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we honor you, we bless you, we exalt you, and we thank you for allowing us to see a new day. Thank you for your continued presence in our lives. And we just honor you, Lord God, for the work that you've begun in each and every one of us. Now, as this word comes forth, I pray, oh God, that you would allow it to come forth with boldness, power, and clarity. May it encourage some soul. May it lift up a bowed down head. May it be the spark that someone needs to continue to run on. So I avail myself to you now to be used as your messenger. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my rock, and my redeemer. Holy Spirit, have your way. It's in Jesus' holy and precious name that we pray. Amen. Amen. We can't stop now. It is no secret, as Pastor Edwin has already mentioned, that this has been a challenging year. Without doubt, we are living in some precarious times, to say the least. There's so much going on and uncertainty around every corner. There's been openings and then closings and then reopenings, right? There's been phase one, phase two, phase three, back to phase two. On the heels of the pandemic, we experienced protests, a teetering economy, ever-changing reports, and a very real array of emotions. Whew! If we're honest, many of us are just trying to get our bearings and catch our breath. With the cacophony of craziness, it can be a challenge to stay in step, to keep moving. Even those of you who may find yourself spiritually mature today can admit that it's been real. Sure, it would be easy for many of us to just throw up our hands amid the health ills, the social injustice, the moral decline, and the like, and just say, look, I'm overwhelmed. Give me a minute. But I've come with a quick word of encouragement today. Encouragement and caution. Look, we can't stop now. God is still working. God is still moving. God is still speaking. God is still taking care of his children. He has not forgotten about you. Yes, you sitting right there in your living room. Yes, you with your phone in your hand in your car. He has not forgotten about you. As a matter of fact, you can't stop now because your now is preparing you for your next. You do know that what we're going through, it will not always be like this. And so your now is actually preparing you and shaping you for your next. That's why you can't stop now. Listen, now is not the time to abandon your faith. Now is not the time to start compromising and saying, well, let me see if I can do a little bit like this and a little like this. Now is not the time to become spiritually lazy. Now is not the time to start believing the lies of the enemy and beginning to speak negativity into your own situation. No, now is the time to serve God with everything you've got. Listen, family, now is the time to allow your faith to go to brand new levels. Now is the time to walk in boldness and confidence in what the Lord has said. Now is the time to speak God's plan over your life, his blessings over your family. You ought to walk through your own house and say, my family is blessed. We're blessed when we come and we're blessed when we go. You ought to lay your hands on your own bills and say, God, I thank you in advance that you will supply all of my needs. Now is the time to move forward, not retreat back. Obedience now opens doors later. Sacrifice now helps produce success later. Focus now produces fruit that you can enjoy later. Seeds that are sown now prepare the harvest for later. That's why the enemy will try so hard to distract, discourage, and deter you now so that you never get to your next. But he is a defeated foe today because I just believe that we have some members and even maybe some visitors today who have joined in with the Bridge family who can declare right where you are, I can't stop now. You see, that's what's happening in our text this morning. Nehemiah has decided that they're going to rebuild the walls to Jerusalem, which admittedly is a lofty task, as the walls have been down for 142 years. But Sanballat and his negative crew are angry, and they try to do everything in their power to distract and deter. But Nehemiah and his team refuse to give up. They meet adversity from multiple directions and multiple groups of people, including the Samaritans, the Ammonites, the Arabs, the Philistines. Everybody comes to try to stand against what's going on. Sanballat and the naysayers are trying to sabotage the work. And while Nehemiah and the Jews are aware of what's going on, they don't allow it to stop them. They teach us how to keep going when it seems like things and negativity are coming from every direction. Have you ever been there, done that? Many of you saying, if you only knew, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, the boots, and the purse to go with that. Listen, we've been there where it seems like things are coming up and you get one thing under control and then something else pops up. There's just two quick things I want to deposit in your spirit today that's going to help all of us as we keep moving forward in the things of God, because we can't stop now. The first thing I want you to understand today is if we're going to continue to move forward, even in the midst of adversity, number one, we have to make sure we have a righteous response. Come on, right there in your living room, right there at your kitchen table, say righteous response. We have to learn how to have a righteous response. When you look at the scripture, verses 1 through 3, you have insults. 4 and 5, Nehemiah and them pray. Then I love verse 6. Simply says, so, in the face of all that, we rebuilt the wall. If we got that, we have to get that type of boldness in our spirit. Like, I see what's going on. I've heard what CNN said. I know what's going on MSNBC. I know all of that. But so, I got to be who God's called me to be. So, I got to go forward. So, we rebuilt the wall. That was their response. Notice they didn't go tit for tat with those who were telling them what they couldn't accomplish. Notice they weren't getting into arguments and fussing and utilizing their energy in places where it wasn't really going to matter. They had a righteous response, and they put their energies and their efforts into rebuilding the walls. Listen, can I encourage you that in this season, we cannot get sidetracked by silliness. We cannot get caught up in nonsense. There's too much at stake. Listen, Sanballat really is a bully, and then the bully has a sidekick named Tobiah. Bullies often try to get a cosigner along with their craziness, just to make them try to feel better. Just because someone co-signs with you, you do know that doesn't mean you're correct, but that's another sermon for another day. Listen, here they come hurling their insults, all their negativity, but Nehemiah and the Jews say, look, we're going to let them keep talking, and we're going to keep building. We must have a righteous response in this season. You see, we have to be able to hear the craziness and see the craziness, but not allow it to stop us. Listen, your faith does not erase what's going on. Your faith informs you in how to operate through it. Can I say that one more time? Your faith does not erase what's going on, but rather your faith informs us of how to operate through what's going on. Listen, we don't have to be in denial. We are in a pandemic, yes, and it's not over yet. Social injustice has occurred and is still occurring. The economy is teetering. Come on, we don't have to be in denial, but the question becomes, how do I respond to that which I see? Because I can see the injustice, but instead of sitting somewhere angry, I then go and sit at the table with those who are putting the legislation together to be able to make systemic change and not just surface change. Come on, I have to have a righteous response. I see the darkness in the earth. But instead of having a pity party about all the darkness, I say, Lord, you are the light. Help me bring the light wherever I go. That's a righteous response. I can see those who are oppressed being overlooked. And so while they may not have a voice, I then ask the Lord to allow me to use my voice to help them. A righteous response. You must realize that your progress is agitating the enemy. Your progress is agitating the enemy. You see, if you were sitting in the corner right now doing nothing, you wouldn't be a threat. You wouldn't be bothering the enemy at all. But you have the audacity to pray in the midst of a pandemic. You have the audacity to speak hope in the midst of others who are spewing hatred. You have the audacity to draw closer to God and not be distracted, and the adversary is starting to get agitated. Listen, many of you were honest, you've grown closer to God in this season than you've been in quite a long time. We've had to draw near to him and press in like never before, but that's been a righteous response. We cannot control, nor do we understand all that's going on, but our prayer has to be, Lord, help us to have a righteous response. Lord, help us to trust you. Lord, help us to declare your word and declare your promises and not be led or governed by what we see, how we feel, but in what we know through you. righteous response. Listen, if we're going to keep going in this season, if we're going to keep moving, if we're going to walk in the fullness of God, if we are not going to stop, number one, we have to make sure that we're having a righteous response. But the second and final thing we have to make up in our minds that we're going to do is that we're not going to become overwhelmed by opposition. Please do not become overwhelmed by opposition. Look at the text. When Sanballat and them hear that Nehemiah and the Jews are going to rebuild the walls, the text says that they became angry and decided to attack. They start attacking with multiple forms of opposition. One of the first things they do is they say, look, what are those feeble Jews doing now? If even a fox runs up on what they're building, it's going to fall apart. See, a key attack of the enemy is to try to diminish or discredit what you're doing. Can I tell you that what God has entrusted to your hand is significant? And you cannot allow the enemy to think that who you are and what you're doing don't matter. You matter. And what God has entrusted to you matters. If you are a stay-at-home mom, you matter. You could be raising the next world changer, the next president, the next leader. What you're doing is significant. If you're preaching to 10 or 10,000, what you're doing is significant as you are speaking life and giving alternatives to a dark world. Whether you are working in corporate America or not, let your light shine, because as you sit in your office, as you sit behind your desk, it's not just for you to have the corner office with the big window. The Lord has positioned you there to have influence in that sphere. What you're doing is significant. Whether you are encouraging people at the country club or the dance club, whether you live uptown or downtown, whether you have a title or no title, who you are and what you're doing is significant. You matter. Don't let the enemy tell you otherwise. Don't let him make you look at what others are doing and lift them up, but diminish yourself. Don't fall for the trick. It's a common trick, really. Remember Goliath when he was talking with David, and David arrived on the scene and, of course, would later take out the giant. Remember when David came and he started to approach Goliath? One of the first things Goliath said to him was, "Who did you lead those few little sheep with?" Trying to diminish the one who would later cut off his head. Isn't that something? But if David had felt defeated, if he had felt diminished, if he had shrunk back because of the enemy trying to hurl insults, he would have stopped. Listen, don't let anyone downplay your gifts in this season. The gifts that you bring matter. The words that you speak matter. Do not be overwhelmed by opposition. In this thing called life, some things that you'll walk through in life will just seem so easy, but everything is not going to be easy. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, the Lord says, I've overcome the world. Don't allow difficult moments to distract you from your destiny. Next, there's another layer of opposition. The Jews who are outside of the gate, not directly involved in the building project, get word of some additional threat. So then they go back to the Jews who are building and begin to tell them even more of the plot of the enemy. Look, they themselves are overwhelmed. They heard the negativity and they go back into those who are building. And it's one thing when you hear opposition from outside, but when it's those who's supposed to be in the camp with you, in verse 12, they come back and they say, yo, listen, it's getting bad out there. It's rough. They probably going to end up taking us out. Opposition, external opposition is one thing. But internal opposition can really be, for many of us, a blow that is hard to bounce back from. But can I give you a quick jolt in your spirit? Can I give you a bounce back gift on today and let you know that regardless of who may be trying to stand against you, whether they're in the camp or outside of the camp, that greater is he that's in you, that he that's in the world. You are more than a conqueror. The only way that you don't win is if you quit. You cannot quit. You have to keep going. In all things, we are more than conquerors, but we can't stop now. Nehemiah is ready for this opposition. He brings all the Jews in. He groups them by family, and they keep building. Don't let the opposition wear you down. Listen, that's been a key trick of the enemy in this season. He's just been trying to exhaust us physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. But we've got to keep moving and listening to God for what I call divine direction. Come on, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is destruction. And so when we get to this place where we are in our lives now, we have to rely on divine direction, divine download. God, we don't know which way to go, so show us, teach us your ways. Please note, I'm almost done. Please note that by the time the Jews who are building the wall start second guessing themselves, did you see the text? It says they've already built the wall up to half its height. Pastor Edwin, they've already built the wall halfway. It was in total ruins. Nothing but rubble and stone. They've already rebuilt it to half its height, but now they're starting to second guess. Come on, before we're overly critical of them, we are guilty of the same thing too at times. We overcome storms in our life, but we quickly forget what the Lord has already done. Yes, we're living in some dark moments, but come on, let's be real today. Many of us have already lived through some dark moments, and the Lord has brought us through. God brings us through moments, but we still don't know how we came out of, and he's brought us through. So listen, we cannot forget the progress that we've already made and the progress that we're making. Come on, you can't get tired now. I want to encourage somebody, you can't throw in the towel now because you've made too much progress. You're not fully where you want to be, and that's fine, but don't negate where you've come from. You are too far to let drama distract you. You are too far to let naysayers nag you. You are too far to let cynics stop you. You are too far to let foes frustrate you. You are too far. Listen, Nehemiah and the Jews rebuilt the wall in walls in 52 days with all the adversity. With all the naysayers, they didn't quit. And as I sit down today, I want to encourage someone to stand where you are and declare, I won't stop. I can't stop now. We're beginning to see change happen in political structures and in governments and in homes and in bodies of Christ. I know that it seems slow for many of you, but things are shifting. Things are changing. We can't stop now. To those who've been praying for family members to be saved, please don't stop now. Seeds that are being sown now, you have to believe, God, that the harvest is coming. No, we are not there yet. No, we have not fully arrived, but come on, let's celebrate progress. I remember when I was in school, particularly middle school and elementary school, they would have these reports they would give us periodically, and they were called progress reports. Now, they may be called something different now. It may be an interim, or some have benchmarks and those kinds of things. But when I was in elementary, middle school, we had progress reports. And what the progress report would say is the progress report would let you know at that particular place in time, time where you were in the class. It will let you know if you were doing well and whether you just needed to keep doing what you were doing. It would also let you know if you were kind of having a difficult time that between now and the end of the 9 weeks, you needed to shift some of your behaviors so that you could go ahead and get that grade up. But the progress report didn't wait till the end of the 9 weeks to let you know. Somewhere around the middle of that thing, the teacher would give you an evaluation. Come on, beloved, as I sit down today, can we just have a quick progress report? Can we celebrate progress even though it's been difficult? I know, but let's celebrate progress. Let's celebrate the fact that your last sleepless night may have been difficult, but joy came in the morning. That's progress. Celebrate the fact that you were no longer bound by the opinions of others. Come on, somebody. That's progress. Celebrate the fact that you already won so many battles in your life. And so whether you may be looking at some more today or not, you've already won some. Come on, progress. Celebrate those that you told about God are beginning to experience him for themselves. That's progress. Celebrate that while you've come through so many valleys in your life, you still had some mountaintop moments too. That's progress. Somebody ought to thank God for progress. God, thank you that it's been a rough year, but we at the end of November now. We're getting ready to go into December, and we just believe you, God. I will keep going. I will keep seeking. I will keep listening now, because my now is shaping my next. Don't sit. Please hear me. Don't sit. This is not the season to sit and twiddle your thumbs and wait for it to be over. But in this season, God is speaking to you. For those who have an ear to hear, he's speaking and giving direction. Listen. Don't stop. People are going to think you're crazy. They're going to think you're in denial. Don't you see all that's going on in the all that's going on in the world? You still smiling? You still walking around here like everything is okay? No, I'm not in denial. I'm fully aware of what's going on, but I'm more aware of the God that I serve, and I know that he is able. So if you see me smiling now, don't think I'm crazy. If you see me praising now, it's because I know in whom I believe. If you see me loving my enemies, it's not because I'm ignorant to their tricks. It's just because I know I've already won. If you see me lifting my hands, it's not in defeat. It's in the fact that I'm declaring the victory. Today, man, woman, boy, or girl, wherever you may find yourself at in life, please don't stop now. When things happen in your life, number one, have a righteous response. Lord, what are you showing me in this? Lord, it's getting hard, but you're with me. You promised you would never leave me nor forsake me. Lord, you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's almost morning, right, Lord? I'm trusting you. I'm believing you. And second and finally, don't be overwhelmed by opposition. Listen, you're not by yourself. This has been a challenging time for us all. But God is with you. God is with us. He cannot lie. What he's spoken for your life will come to pass. We can't stop now. Can I just pray with you? And then Pastor Edwin is going to come back and extend Christ. Gracious God, we honor you and we thank you for this day and this time. We thank you for all those who intentionally tuned in today and maybe those who were just scrolling through and happened to stop here. God, for whatever the reason, we receive your word today. We thank you that you are a big God, and we can admit that, we didn't see all that 2020. We didn't see it coming, God, but we thank you that your hand has been upon us. We thank you, oh God, that it will not always be like this. We thank you, God, that you will perfect that which concerns us. So today, God, we take you at your word that says we're blessed. We take you at your word today, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We take you at your word today that you've gone before us to make every crooked place straight. And because you've gone before us, we won't stop. We can't stop now. So I pray for strength for my brother, for my sister who's tuned in today. Lift that head. Rejuvenate, please, Jesus, that spirit. Let them know, God, that you're with them and that they can just keep running a little while longer. They will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We bless you and we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.